Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
God Internet Radio Show on Thursday night, October the 11th, 2018. I am Executive Director and host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live from Detroit, Michigan, each and every Thursday and Saturday night from 8 to 9 p.m. As usual, and especially for the first-time listeners on tonight, I'm asking that you please get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready so that you can follow along with the man of God, Deacon Marvin Cox, as he get ready to bring forth God's word again on tonight. And the reason we ask you to do this is because we don't want you to take it lightly or for granted. We want you to be able to read it for yourself what the word of God is saying to his people on tonight. The word of God says that my people perish because of the lack of knowledge. So get your Bible, pens, and paper ready so that you can be prepared to follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as we get ready to go through the word of God on tonight. And before we always open up, we always start up with prayer. So I'm asking all listeners, if you will please go into prayer with me at this time, because we serve a God, the Most High, awesome God. He can hear all of our prayers, all of our cries at the same time. What a mighty God we serve. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, once again, it's in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. It is in his name that we come once again on tonight to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We bless your name on tonight because you are truly worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are not like man, and that there is none like you in all the earth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are our promise keeper. You're faithful, and you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your saints, even on tonight. So we just give you glory, honor, and praise on tonight in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we now pray and ask that you would move by your spirit, Heavenly Father. Comfort and strengthen those that have lost loved ones on tonight all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver those that are sick and afflicted in their minds, spirits, and bodies in the name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we want to lift up all those that are affected by Hurricane Michael on tonight. You know who they are and you know where they are. So we ask that you would move by your spirit, Heavenly Father, comfort and strengthen those that have lost their homes and some have lost loved ones through this hurricane. So we know that you are able to sustain the people and give them what they need, that they can always give you the glory, honor, and praise and acknowledge who you are, that they will let the world know that it was you who have allowed those that have survived, let them survive, and know, God, that you're going to rebuild what they have lost. As long as they keep their faith, hope, and trust in you, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Heavenly Father, we come now giving you honor and praise and glory for your word that's going to go forth on tonight. And it's our prayer and our desire, Lord, that your word will go forth with power on tonight through Deacon Marvin Cox, that those that are listening on tonight, if they're not saved in your son's Jesus' name, after hearing this word on tonight, they too will be able to open their own mouth, confess the Lord Jesus Christ, and they will ask him to come into their hearts and save them on tonight, that you will be glorified through them. And after they're being saved, they will come to know, live in, and walk in and fulfill their God purposes in the earth for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ. So now, Lord, we ask that you will help us to decrease on tonight so that you may increase in us for your glory is our prayer in the name of Jesus. And the Father, I come with a special prayer on the behalf of our Father, James Frank Brown Sr. You know what he's going through in his body. We just got a report he had to be rushed back to St. John's Hospital from his rehabilitation center on this evening. He's there now, but we know that you know all about his situation. I know and you know that he's a backslider, but I pray, Lord, that you would allow him the time that he needs to get things right with his family, and also, most and foremost, get things right with you, Heavenly Father, that he can be back on track with you and good standing with you so that his living will not be in vain is our prayer for him in the name of Jesus Christ. But we know that you are in total control even over his life, and we do know that you are still working miracles. My prayer on tonight and my family's prayer for him, Lord, is that your will, not our will, but that your will be done for him and his life, that you'll be glorified through it is our prayer in Jesus' name. So now, Lord, we just ask that you will move by your spirit over the airways. And we pray, Lord, and lift up all those that are faithful, our listeners to this worldwide broadcast. Continue to bless them and grant them the desires of their hearts. And, oh, God, we pray that you will continue to touch their hearts, that they will be able to go out and share this ministry to others so that others can tune in and be blessed by your word as well is our prayer. In Jesus' name, we pray. And all those that are touching and agreeing with this prayer said amen. Well, on tonight, we do have another spiritual food for thought. Tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, you and your God purpose are too important to fail. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought comes to us saying, you and your God purpose are too important to fail. I'm asking our listeners, if you will please go to blogtalkradio.com/servants/ambassadors/vessels. And once you get there, please click on follow. I do welcome all comments and feedback from listeners. You can email me at james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. In the form of announcements, I only have one announcement for tonight. And I am so proud and excited to announce on behalf of Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church, we'll be hosting starting October the 16th through the 18th will be our fall revival. Again, Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church fall revival starting on October the 16th through the 18th, 7 p.m. nightly. And our guest speaker will be Pastor Maurice Jackson. He is from Columbus, Ohio. Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor and shepherd. Again, our church address is 1330 Crane Street, 1330 Crane Street. That's one block north of East Jefferson. All are welcome. So you please pass the word to your family, friends, and neighbors and coworkers, even your enemies. Let them know about this fall revival that will be taking place starting October the 16th through the 18th of this month, 7 p.m. nightly at the Greater Shield of Faith Baptist Church. Once again, our church address is 1330 Crane Street, one block of East Jefferson. All are welcome. Bishop James A. Jennings is our pastor. But that's the announcement that I have for tonight. We're going to go to our music break. And our musical selection for tonight is Lord Keep Me Day by Day. And it's by the gospel legendary group, The Caravan. And I pray that you will be blessed by this musical selection. And following this musical break, we're going to come back. We're going to yield the mic to Deacon Marvin Cox. And again, he's going to share with us another inspirational poem. Then he's going to go directly to God's word on tonight. So I pray that you have your Bibles and your pens and paper ready to follow along with Deacon Marvin Cox as we get ready to go through God's word together on tonight. In the meantime, we want you to enjoy this musical selection for tonight. Lord, keep me day by day.
big round of applause to the caravan.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Lord, keep me day by day. That's my prayer, and I pray that that's your prayer as well, because we know it is the Lord who keeps us. We cannot even keep ourselves, so we thank God, for he is our keeper. So we thank God for that musical selection on tonight. I pray that you was blessed by it. So right now, we get ready to receive the word on tonight, but before we receive the word, Deacon Marvin Cox is going to share with us another inspirational poem. So now I yield the mic to you, Deacon Marvin Cox, to deliver God's word after you share with us your inspirational poem.
And a great pleasure to be able to bring forth my church. I have a poem, and this is to encourage those people that it seems like no matter what you do, that you bring forth God's word with our children, with our neighbors, and even sometimes with ourselves. We're not getting the results. But this is an encouragement to let you know if whatever it is that you're doing for the Lord, only what you do for Christ will last. And I'm encouraging you to continue to do what you do for the Lord. Now, tonight's poem is, no labor you do for the Lord is in vain. No labor you do for the Lord is in vain, although you may have to do it and say it again and again. Nothing you do for the Lord is for naught, and the people don't respond. It's not your fault. You might move slow, you might move fast. Only what you do for Christ will last. He said, come into my vineyard and work, and what is right I will pay, and you will receive a reward.
at the end of your day. You may work for a minute, you may work for just as long as you follow the instructions that God has given you. You also may preach to a few, and you might preach to many. You may not see the rewards or an instant benefit. You may become frustrated, but please don't quit. It might seem like the people don't get it, but please don't complain. Remember, no labor you do for the Lord is in vain. And that's an encouragement to the preachers who are saying, like, the congregation is just going haywire. Just continue to do what it is that you're doing in the name of the Lord. That's also to the parents who have fine Christian upbringing and just saying, like, our children are running wild in the streets. Keep on doing what you're doing in the name of the Lord, because no labor that you do for him is in vain. Now, moving expeditiously to tonight's lesson. Tonight's lesson, it was an acronym that was given to me, and it was just three initials. And those initials are EWS. I want to give you 4 or 5 seconds to try to figure out what that EWS is, and I will tell you about that momentarily. I know when I was first coming to the Lord, people used to say about the Bible that the Bible spelling means B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth. But I found that not to be. I mean, it is instructions in there. It will basically tell you what it is. But according to my Bible, this earth is going to be renovated. So I don't believe that we're going to have to leave this place. But the EWS, getting back to the acronym EWS, which to me is what my Bible is, and it's telling each and every individual that studies it, that reads it, that embedded in their heart, that the EWS throughout the Bible, that to me it's an early warning system. And in the process of it being an early warning system, see, if we just break down early, this means that something will happen before the designated time that it happens. We get to work early, that means that we have arrived prematurely in order to start our day. Early is advanced, and this is an advanced notification of what it is that we must do as Christians, as parents, as co-workers, as friends. And I'll be reading to you from, it's coming from Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, 17th verse, down through the 19th verse. And it reads, "Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth, and give them warning for me. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speakest to warn the wicked from his wicked ways to save his life, the same wicked man shall die of his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Yet if thou warn the wicked, and he turn not from his wickedness, nor from his wicked ways, he shall die in his iniquity, that thou hast delivered thy soul." If I were to briefly go back and digress on the 3 said verses, first of all, excuse me, I just read it to you from the King James Version of the Bible. Ezekiel, the 3rd chapter, verses 17 through 19. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, the hearing, the doing of his word and his will, and may edify souls forever. Amen. Now, And I was saying that this is the Bible, all throughout the Bible, is giving us warnings from God Himself. And it's time for us to heed to the warning. And I will give you some finding verses. I'm going to go back to 17. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give the warning from me. First of all, when you give a warning to someone, you are giving them advance notification that there is some type of danger that is present, or danger that will soon. Now, see, we don't know in our time, but in God's time, know that something is going to happen. We know that whatever is happening is going to be, if we don't take heed to the warning, is going to be to our detriment. We know that it's not going to be beneficial unto us. So God, he gave Ezekiel a commission, called the Son of Man, to say, go out there and warn them with the words that come out of my mouth. Not what you think, not what you feel, not what somebody else said, the words at my mouth. So these are direct orders from God. So there is a spiritual obligation to every man and woman and boy and girl and preacher and everybody that is uplifting the name of God to warn people. It says in this word, watching what in the night. Did you warn my people of the danger to come? Now I'm going to go to verse 18 momentarily. Said, what I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning, nor speaketh to warn the wicked from his wicked way to save his life. The same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. Now I'm going to digress. If you remember Brother Brown's testimony, as he was praying for his dad, and he was saying that he was up under spiritual obligation for his father to reconcile with the family. Telling his father while the blood is running warm and his hands, in his veins, that was a warning, because he still had an opportunity. And if he didn't, I don't care what the situation might be, but see, if we don't do these things, God's word is said that his blood will be on thy hand. In other words, we have a responsibility to tell people about God and his word and his warning. Because as I was telling you earlier, to warn somebody is to give them that notification that some type of danger is coming forth. And if you think about it, momentarily, the world are more mindful of one another than we can sometimes be. There are warning signs all over. There are warning signs on the highway. Move fast, move slow, merge left, merge right, bump in the road. So many warning signs, detours, so many signs that give us advance notification, because we go headlong without slowing, or pedestrian crossing, or school crossing. All of these are warnings that we must curtail, stop and take notice that there is a dangerous situation just ahead. We know that Brother Noah, we could call Brother Noah here, we know that he warned the people that it was going to be a flood coming. He gave them a warning, according to biblical scholars, of 120 years, telling them the same three words: it's going to rain. It's going to rain. So that he was the voice of one crying in the wilderness, that he was making the way plain to say he's not the one that's going to bring forth the word, but the one that come forth, he was not able to latch it his assignment. So, but he was warning us. He said, prepare ye, which was a way for us to put ourselves in our perspective, the way of the Lord. So what God's word is saying that we have to make preparations after we get these early warnings. It might not necessarily come instantaneously, but they're coming. Even those of us who have automobiles, and how many of us ride around with the check engine light on? And we ride around on that check engine light or change your oil or low fuel. But we pay no heed to it. But then the consequences of us not paying attention to these early warning signs, the consequences overpower us. The consequences put us in a bad situation. Now, there are a few more. Those of us that smoke, it says on the side of the pack, it gives us a warning, a health warning. The Surgeon General has said cigarette smoking can be hazardous to your health. We have some long-time smokers. I know somebody ain't going to like me for saying that, but we have some long-time smokers when that cough first appeared and we began to cough and we began to wheeze and we began to become short of breath going upstairs. But that Surgeon General told us that cigarette smoking may be hazardous to your health. When you go into buildings and the janitorial service has performed their duty, they always put down a sign. And if you notice the sign, they be in a color that is vivid, a color that jumps out at you. And the sign says, after they've mopped the floor and it hasn't dried yet, they're slippery when wet. So it's warning us that we got to be careful as we're walking across that slippery floor. When you're traveling on the highway and you're going through the mountains, as many of us have, you get that early warning, fog. We get that early warning, falling rock. We get that early warning, school ahead. So the Bible is, as I said, these are all things that the world do. These are all things that the world grab and they capture our attention. And these are all things designed not only but to keep those that is around us healthy, to keep them out of danger, because we have that opportunity to prepare ourselves so that we might not be a harm, as we testify sometimes, without no hurt, harm, or danger to befall us or to befall those that is around us. And another one that as a kid, the bleach bottle and other bottles, poison bottles, drain opening bottles and everything, if you notice, they got a skull and a crossbones on there. And it says, warning, warning, to take this can be fatal. And even before I could read, there was an ominous sign for me. I knew before I could read a word when I seen those bleach bottles when they used to pump and the big old glass 1 gallon jugs. And I seen that and seen that you're not supposed to ingest it. Just to see that red and black warning on the label, it caused me to say I can't go anywhere near there. Now God's word is warning us each and every day that the wages of sin is death. Now we know that over there in Exodus, when the Lord's Ten Commandments are coming forth, it says, your father and your mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, this is a warning, but it's a promise behind that warning. It says, so that your days maybe long. So we honor our father and our mother. God has promised that we will have long life. So there's so many warnings in
I will read to you from a few warnings that the Lord has brought my attention to. And the first one is going to be where the topic is coming from. Ezekiel, the third chapter, verses 17 through 19, says, Son of man, and I just simplified it, coming from the ESV, I made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. This is not my warning. This is not a warning for you, but it's a warning for me. If I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way in order to save his life, that wicked person shall die for his iniquity. But his blood I will require at your hand. So this is telling us sometimes one of the most unpleasant things that it is for us to do. And that's to tell a loved one that they're wrong, that they're rude, that they're out of order, that they should not be doing this. Because why? Because they have attached themselves to the strings around our heart. But the Lord, God's word, the warning, early warning, before this even happens, the early warning is telling each and every last one of us that we have an obligation. As I said, sometimes that obligation is not pleasant. We have an obligation to, as the word says, to warn God's people of the danger to come, to give them that advance notification that they still got a chance to get off of that road and to do what is necessary for them to do. It said, but if you warn the wicked and he does not turn from his wickedness or from his wicked way, he shall die for his iniquity, but you will have delivered your soul. So if you think about it, it's kind of funny. See somebody doing wrong, it's good that you tell them that they're doing wrong or what God says the Lord, but it's kind of funny. And the reason I say it's funny is that you're doing it more for you than you are for that person, because you are delivering your soul. You're doing what is required of you to do in the name of the Lord. Now we're going to go over here to Matthew, the 10th chapter, 28th verse. It said, do not fear those who kill the body, but not kill the soul. Rather, fear him who can destroy both body, soul, and body in hell. Yeah, that's a stern and that's a firm warning right there. So there's not supposed to be nobody walking around on two legs that I shouldn't be afraid to tell them that they're wrong. See, God warned me. God is warning each and every last one of us. But see, it's always a more excellent way of telling people things. You're supposed to tell them in such a way that it does not offend their sensibility. And if you think about how King David and the priest, that the priest was telling David about his shenanigans and everything, and David got wroth and said, who is this fella? Who is this person that's perpetrating all of this stuff? Who is this person that is taken from this person and sent this individual to die and so forth and on? And the priest, you know, Nathan told him, he said, it is you, O great king. So we have to ask the Lord, because, see, sometimes when we tell people what does say the Lord, it's more so us than it is the Lord telling them. Because God is going to tell them in a way in which they understand. He's going to tell them in a way in which they can be receptive. They might reject it at first, but people will use their anger against you in order not to serve the Lord. So we have to say, when he tells us, say, Lord, if it's a difficult individual, then Lord, how am I going to say this? But see, sometimes we just have to tell them the raw bone truth. And when we tell them the raw bone truth, we still must move ourselves out of the way. Now, Matthew 24 and 42 says, therefore, stay awake, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. The Lord is warning each and every last one of us not to go to sleep on him.
not to allow ourselves to get in that sleepy attitude that we have on him, because we don't know. We got to stand at the ready. We got to be restful. We got to be in that position so that, because there are a lot of things, if you think about it, they say that for to get 8 hours of sleep. So that's one third of your day that we spend asleep. But see, God knows when our soul is weary, so he will allow us that sleep. But I'm talking about the person that sleeps on the Lord and that's constantly walking around. A person that is slothful. And one of the verses says, many of you sleep. But let a man examine himself. Oh, okay. That's over there in Corinthians, where the Lord is taken partaking of his supper. He said, many of you sleep. So let a man examine himself. So why would the Lord say somebody is asleep when they're wide awake? And it's because of their sleepy ways. It's because of their lethargic ways. Now, Luke 21 and 28 said, now when these things begin to take place, straighten up and raise your heads, because your redemption, that's right, your soul salvation, is drawing near. So we have an obligation not only to other people, but when I tell you how wrong you are, just like when you tell me how wrong I am, I'm doing you a favor, but you're doing me a favor as well. And first of all, we're doing ourselves the biggest favor. Because sometimes when we don't say anything, it's just like condoning whatever it was that that individual is doing. Even though we know that the pastor sees a lot and the Lord may not have instructed him at that particular time, we might say, well, why did the pastor know that this individual was doing this or this individual was doing that and didn't say anything about it? Well, I'll tell you why. If you go to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, it will let you know that it's a time for everything, time to do all of these things, to embrace, to refrain from embracing, to love, to hate, to dance, to rejoice, all of these different things, all of these things to do the opposite of. So we must wait for the Lord to give us that signal in order for us to do that. Because, I mean, there's so many people that I'm not going to tolerate that. But wait on that signal from the Lord. Wait on that early warning system. Because sometimes we just can't wait. We're impatient to tell some how wrong they are. Now, Proverbs 16 and 18. Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. God is letting us know early warning once again that to be prideful, that it goes before destruction, and the haughty spirit before a fall. So these are early warning signals that if I'm prideful and I've got that haughty spirit, it's because I'm going to either destroy myself or I'm going to fall. So it's very important that we pay attention to these warning signs. Now, James 1 and 12, this also is one of the blessed men who remain steadfast under trial. But when he has stood the test, he will receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. God is warning us through his word that we got to remain steadfast. Some of us, when things are going the way we think that they should go, we become really out of control. We think that because we're going through a dilemma, that gives us the authority to attack other people. That gives us the authority, because we had a bad day, cuss somebody out. I've seen many Christians over time that have used the sinners of the world as a scapegoat in order to say something foul to them. But God is one of us. So for the Lord, there's nothing without revealing his secret to his servant, the prophet. See, once again, digressing back to Ezekiel, the third chapter, verses 17 through 19, then God, this is coming through the mouth of God through the servant. Now, Galatians 5 and 21 says, envy, this is a warning, envy, drunkenness, orgies, and things like this. I warn you, as I warned you before. So this is, if you remember back to the former, even though you must tell them again and again, nothing you do for the Lord is in vain, even though you must tell them again and again. So God's word is backing me up and saying, I warn you, as I warned you before, that those who do such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So God is warning us that we got to keep ourselves in control. Matthew 24:37-39 says, for as were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day when Noah entered the ark, and they were unaware until the flood came to strip them all away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Now, that's a warning. Now, I want you to think about this. A thief, and I've said this many times before, a thief or a robber is not going to come. He's not going to announce. He's not going to say, I'm going to rob you on Tuesday, you know. But he will come, and it comes so swiftly and so unexpectedly that we don't have time to prepare for them, but we must make our preparations while this warning, this early warning, this premature warning, this advance notification has been given to us. Why? Because God loves us. Parents, from the days your children are born, you are constantly giving them early warnings of how to deal with the issues of life. You're telling the young ladies, the young girls, you know, don't fall for what that young man is saying. Preserve yourself. Why? Because it's a consequence to be a loose out there. Tell our young men who are dying every day, be careful of the company that you're keeping. A lot of them are losing their lives not because of what they have done, but because of something that somebody they have associated with has done. So we've got to be careful. We have to, and as I say, parents, we give that early warning almost every day. And you will give an early warning to somebody that you love. You will not say, I'll wash my hands of this individual. Why? Because, first of all, love will not allow you to do so. So, I'll just say another one. 1 John 5:19. We know that we are from God, and the whole world, and the whole world lies in the power of the evil one. So we have to ask the Lord to shake us loose from the power of the evil one, because whether we know it or not, that's something that we cannot do on our own. There's so many people out there who have said, and preachers, I know you hear this all the time, that when I get myself together, Pastor, I'm coming to church. When I get myself together, I'm going to do that. But the Lord is the only one that could help us to get our stuff together. The Lord is the only one who can help us to make those preparations. Now, Ephesians 6:11 is warning us to put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. One publication said the wiles of the devil. This is a warning that you can't go out there on the battlefield and you're half naked. You got to put on all the equipment that God has given us. You got to put on the helmet. salvation. You got to put on the breastplate. You got to gird your loins. You got to shod your feet. For all of those different things, because, see, whether we know it or not, the demon knows where we're most vulnerable at. And that's where he will attack us. And what's going on now, the alarm systems and a lot of buildings in Detroit, they got excellent alarm systems. But the thieves are doing what? They're driving their trucks through the wall. They're taking sledgehammers and breaking holes in the wall. They're going where? What? Where there is no armor. They're going where there is no defense. So if we got armor and we protecting all the way around, then we'll be prepared. Luke 12:40 said, you also must be ready for the Son of Man to come at an hour you do not expect. Unexpectedly now. So if something is coming unexpectedly, then we must prepare ourselves for that and prepare ourselves every day. The people of Noah's time, they did not prepare themselves. But when he went into that ark, it was too late. All right? Said, but the watcher sees the sword coming and does not blow the trumpet. Okay, so we're going to talk about that for a minute. And we know that the trumpet is that big old mouth of ours. So that the people are not one, and the sword comes and takes any one of them. That person is taken away in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at the watcher's hand. So you, son of man, I made a watchman for the house of Israel. Whatever you hear word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. And see, God is so wise in his providence. He's so fair that it would be different if the warning came after the consequence. But see, we are good at that. We are very good at that. We will go and we'll tell people, I told you. I told you. No, you didn't tell them nothing. It was God that told you to tell them. We ought to just quit trying to steal that glory from God. But see, this early warning system is working. This early warning system, in most cases, is the difference between life, your life and death, your neighbor's life and death, even a stranger's life and death, your children's life and death. Why? Because God loves, and he loves us so much that his word says, I gave them ample enough time to repent. But they repented not. So we have this opportunity, this golden opportunity that's slipping through our fingers and our hands. Why? Because we're not paying no attention to the early warning system, which is the Bible. Every story in there, see, we cannot disassociate ourselves with the word, which is what I used to do. I used to hear sermons, and I used to say to myself, oh, sister, so-and-so should have heard that. Or brother, so-and-so should have heard that. And all the while, what was the purpose of me being there? If the Bible or God's word going to talk about somebody else and just pick me to talk about on the third Sunday, it's going to talk about me and convict me every day that I attend the house of prayer. Now, 1 Thessalonians 5:9. For God has not destined us for wrath. So it's not God's intention for us to have wrath, but to obtain salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. Wow. That's a good warning right there. But we got to talk about God's wrath because we do have a wrathful side. Acts 17:30-31. It says, the time of ignorance of God overlooked. But now he commands all people everywhere to repent. Because he fixed the day in which he will judge the world in righteousness by a man who, of this man, he had assured to all by raising him from the dead. Now, one thing I meant to mention it to you earlier, these warnings are not only meant for God's children, but God's word just informed me and said by all. That means nobody's left out. We're supposed to warn everybody. I don't care what they say they are or how they respond to you. God said, warn the people of the danger to come. He said, warn my people, and we are all God's children. Now this is the one in Matthew 24 and 21, digressing there. For there will be great tribulation such as had not been from the beginning of the world until now. No, it never will be. That's self-explanatory. Now, just to hit briefly on, before these hurricanes came, we knew days in advance the people who are in the path of hurricanes knew days in advance that the hurricane was coming, and they got an order from their local government to evacuate. And to evacuate means to leave. God is asking us right now through his early warning system, through his Bible, through his preacher, through his teacher, through the parents, through our friends, those that are serving the Lord, for us to evacuate, to leave away from those waves that we have assembled up against them. Over there in Malachi, it says, warning us, it says, return unto me, the third chapter of Malachi. They return it to me, and I will return it to you. So if we don't return it to God, he will not return it to us. So my brothers and my sisters, I hope I got plenty more to do. I might have to do the rest or bring forth the rest on this coming Saturday about these early warnings. And with the Lord's permission and Brother Rob's permission, I'd like to just continue because the time, it really flies when you got something to say for the Lord. And I just thank the Lord for this opportunity. And part two will be this Saturday. So those faithful listeners, I ask you to give me another chance. I ask you to tune in this Saturday between the hours of 8 and 9, the same station. And we'll bring forth part two to early warning time. Because there's so much to cover. And I'll turn you over to the hands of Brother Brown. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, I touch and agree with you regarding tonight's message. Early warning signs from the Lord through God's word, warning his people. So, yes, indeed, you definitely need to do part two. Again, listeners, please make note that Dick and Marvin Cox will be concluding this message. The early warning sign, EWS, is his message title for tonight. So we will continue with part two on this coming Saturday. So you want to tell your friends, your neighbors, your co-workers, your church members, let them know that he's going to be bringing forth part two on this coming Saturday so they can tune in and be blessed by this message. I'm sure he's going to do an overview of tonight's message on this coming Saturday so they can be caught up with tonight's message on this coming Saturday. So this is a very important message on tonight. God always gives his people warnings. Before different events happen, there is always a warning. And so God's word is our warning. So we got to get in God's word so we can know the warnings and we can know the warning signs. So we got to be able to hear to God's word. He said, my people, they hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So we have to know what the early warning signs are, because you need to realize that the enemy, he already know what the early warning signs are. He was in heaven, so he tried to be and wanted to be more than what God was. So that's why he ended up getting kicked out of heaven. So, but he already knows what the warning signs are. So we have to know as Christians what the warning signs are from the Lord through his word. So that's what we have to stand on. What do the Word of God say about these early warning signs, about the different things that we go through in life and the things that we're going to experience in life that the disciples talked about, the different signs that Jesus talked about and gave reference to from God's Word. So it's important that we as Christians know the early warning signs. So Deacon Marvin Cox, we thank God for you. Thank God for sharing with us this message, important message for such a time as this. We as Christians need to know God's early warning signs. Again, they are found in the Word of God. So, listeners, on tonight, I pray that you have been blessed by this message on tonight. And I pray that those that are not saved on this tonight, in Jesus' name, that you would take this as an early warning sign. And you can be saved in Jesus' name even on tonight. Don't wait till tomorrow or Saturday, because guess what? The next breath for either one of us is not promised. Only God knows if we're going to take out the next breath or not. So don't gamble with your life. Don't gamble with your spirit, your soul. Give God a chance. Give your life to Jesus Christ. If you are hearing my voice, if you heard the message on tonight, and you know without a doubt that you are not saved in Jesus' name, this is your early warning sign. You can give your life to Jesus Christ even tonight. Even while we are still on the air, you can open up your mouth and confess the Lord Jesus Christ and ask him to come into your heart and save you so that you can know and fulfill your God purpose on the earth for his glory. So we now come to the end of tonight's program. And again, I pray that this word has been received, and I pray that it has been received in love, and that you will continue to go through God's word and always look for the early warning signs that comes from God through his word. So we pray that you will have enjoyed this message on tonight as I have. And remember what the Spirit of Food for Thought said to us on tonight. It said to you and I, you and your God purpose are too important to fail. So that's an early warning sign for you too. Know that you have a God purpose. You may not know what it is, but if you don't know what your God purpose is, it's very simple. Pray and ask God sincerely from your heart to reveal to you what your God purpose is, because he will let you know, because that's why you are here. That's why I am here. We are not here by accident. We all have a purpose. And if you don't know what your God purpose is, not your own purpose, but your God purpose, that God can be pleased through your life and with your life. So thank God for this message on tonight. And as we get ready to close out tonight's program, I pray that you have received this word on tonight in love. We're going to close out in prayer as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus we come once again to give you glory, honor, and praise for who you are. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for your word on tonight. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that your word always gives us early warning signs. And not only for the things that we know about, but your word gives us warning signs about things that we know about and that we need to know about, that we can be able to see clearly and hear your voice when you speak to your people, so that we don't get trapped and entangled with the things of the world and things of the enemy that he will cause us to fail and fall. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to bless your people as we receive your word, that we can be faithful, committed, humble doers of your word and not just hearers only, that we can share the good news of Jesus Christ everywhere we go, that somebody can see Jesus Christ in us, that you will be glorified even more through our lives, even every day. So now, Lord, we just bless your name on tonight. We thank you again for your grace and mercy toward each one of us. And I pray, Lord, that you are moved by your spirit. And I pray, Lord, that your will would be done in the life of our father, my father, James Frank Brown Jr., for his life is in your hands, just like my life is in your hands. And all those that are listening on our life in your hands. So, Lord, I pray that you would grant my father enough time to get it right with his family and then you before you make that final call to him. Oh, God, is our prayer in Jesus' name. Most of all, that your will, Heavenly Father, will be done in the life of my father on tonight, that you will be glorified through him and that his living would not be in vain. It's my prayer for him in Jesus' name. So we now, Lord, we just give you glory, honor, and praise. We bless your name on tonight because you are truly worthy to be praised, and there is none like you in all the earth. You are awesome in all your ways. Again, you are so worthy to be praised. We just bless your name. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, and that he came down from glory to save mankind through the shedding of his blood. He paid our sin debt with his blood, a debt that he did not owe, but a debt that he knew that we could not pay. So we just thank you for Jesus Christ, your son, our risen Lord and Savior and soon coming King. For this we give you glory, honor, and praise. And this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Please tune in this coming Saturday, the 13th of October, and hear the conclusion of the whole matter pertaining to God's early warning system, or God's early warning sign, that's going to be delivered, part two, by Deacon Marvin Cox on this coming Saturday. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Know that I love you. God loves you even more. Until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.